Author, former journalist, volunteer and accessibility advocate, Stratford resident Diane Sims is now a member of the Order of Canada. Sims joins a select group of around 8,000 Canadians who have been awarded the Order of Canada, and even now, she can't believe it. "It was 9:30 a.m. on October 24th when I got a call on my home phone," Sims said. "Usually when I get a call on my home phone it's a scam call, but I answered and this lovely voice asked for me, and it was then she told me that I was receiving the Order of Canada. My response was, what did I do to deserve this? I was so surprised, delighted and incredibly humbled." The Order of Canada was first introduced in 1967, and the honor recognizes people across all sectors who have made extraordinary and sustained contributions to our nation. This year, 88 people were named to the Order of Canada. Members of the Order of Canada are builders of hope for a better future. Each in their own way, they broaden the realm of possibilities and inspire others to continue pushing its boundaries. "Thank you for your perseverance, fearless leadership and visionary spirit, and welcome to the Order of Canada," said Her Excellency the Right Honourable Mary Simon, Governor General of Canada, in a press release. Sims was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis at 17 and doctors told her she would be in a wheelchair and bedridden by 27. She wasn't supposed to live past 35. "I actually went dancing on my 10th anniversary," said Sims. "I was working at the London Free Press and a bunch of reporters and editors rented a van and went out on a pub crawl. I outlived the 35. But the story doesn't stop there, as at the age of 38, Sims was diagnosed with ovarian cancer and told that she had a year to live. "Well, I outlived that as well," she said. To this day, Sims uses her voice to advocate for healthcare and accessibility. "I am on the Accessibility Committee as the Vice Chair for the City of Stratford," she said. "I've been a strong advocate for the last few years to get the police station accessible." Sims is originally from Sault Ste. Marie, and the former journalist is now an accomplished author with 6 books, including her newest work called Living Beyond the Shadow, which is a memoir. She also decided to control her end-of-life decisions by committing to the Medical Assisted in Dying program. The MAID program has been controversial since Sue Rodriguez, who was living with ALS, submitted a court motion to have a doctor end her life, calling Section 241B of the Criminal Code, which prohibits assisted suicide, unconstitutional. In September of 1993, the Supreme Court voted 5-4 to declare that Section 241B did not violate the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms. In 2015, the court ruled that the charter would need to change to allow medically assisted suicide, and in June 2016, federal legislation was passed that allowed eligible adults to request medical assistance in dying. For Sims, she plans to keep living her life for as long as she can keep writing. "I am a journalist and a writer," she said. "When I can no longer write and communicate, and when they want to give me a feeding tube, that will be my point to check out." Sims says there is still lots to live for, including her husband Dennis, who helps take care of her when her support worker isn't there. She also has the launch of her new book, in January, to look forward to. Throughout her career as an author, Sims has donated portions of money generated from her book sales to various charities and organizations.